WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks, settle in. It's your boy Jackson Reed here, back with another dose of Wake Up and Win to get you pumped for the day. Now, before we dive into today's topic, I gotta ask. How many times have you woken up feeling like a deflated balloon? You know, that heavy, sluggish feeling like you just dragged yourself through a marathon in slow motion. Yeah, me too, sometimes. But here's the thing, fam, neglecting our well-being is like trying to run a car on fumes. We can push ourselves for a bit, but eventually, we're gonna hit that burnout wall, and trust me, it ain't pretty. That's why today's pep talk is all about self-care. Because let's face it, in this crazy whirlwind of life, taking care of ourselves shouldn't feel like a luxury, it should be a necessity. So, what does self-care even mean? It's not just bubble baths and face masks, though those are awesome. Self-care is about prioritizing your physical, mental, and emotional well-being. It's about consciously making choices that nourish your soul and help you thrive, not just survive. Here are five golden nuggets to remember when it comes to rocking your self-care game. Number 1. Listen to your body. Ever notice how your body sends out subtle signals? Like a nagging headache or feeling constantly drained. Those are your body's SOS flares, dude. Pay attention to them. Are you getting enough sleep? Are you fueling yourself with nutritious food? Is your environment causing you stress? Addressing these issues head-on can make a world of difference. Number 2. Move that body. I'm not talking about grueling gym sessions unless that's your jam. Find something you genuinely enjoy dancing, walking in nature, trying out that funky yoga class you've been eyeing. Movement isn't just about physical health, it also boosts your mood and clears your head. Number 3. Unplug and recharge. In this digital age, we're constantly bombarded with information. Take a break from the screens. Spend time reading a book, having a deep conversation with a loved one, or simply enjoying the silence. Disconnect or reconnect with yourself. Number 4. Set boundaries, babe. It's okay to say no sometimes. You don't have to be everyone's superhero. Protect your time and energy by setting clear boundaries with work, social commitments, and even that Netflix binge you just can't resist. Hey, we all have those moments. And number 5. Practice gratitude. Seriously, this is a game changer. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, your health, your loved ones, a beautiful sunset. Shifting your focus to the positive can have a profound impact on your overall well-being. You know that feeling when you've had one of those days where everything just seems to go wrong? You feel stressed, overwhelmed, and like you're carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders. That's when self-care becomes your best friend. It's like hitting the reset button, giving yourself permission to pause, breathe, and recharge. Imagine this. You wake up feeling that familiar heaviness, but instead of letting it consume you, you grab a cup of your favorite tea, put on some uplifting music, and take a few minutes for a quick meditation. You focus on your breath, let go of the anxiety swirling in your head, and feel yourself starting to relax. That's the power of self-care. It doesn't have to be grand gestures, it can be those small, intentional acts that make a huge difference in how you show up each day. Remember, folks, taking care of yourselves isn't selfish, it's essential. You deserve to feel good, to thrive, and to shine your brightest light. Now go out there and own your self-care game. Alright, that's a wrap for today's episode of Wake Up and Win. I hope you left feeling inspired and empowered to prioritize your well-being. Remember those 5 key takeaways. Listen to your body, move it, unplug and recharge, set boundaries, and practice gratitude. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends and family. Let's spread the love and help each other create a more mindful and fulfilling life. And be sure to check back tomorrow for another dose of Wake Up and Win. Until then, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.